Meeting at five after five, will the clerk please call the roll?
Chairman Green?
Here.
Representative Cott? Representative Olberg? Representative Davis?
Here.
Representative Sanders?
Here.
Representative Sitton?
Here.
Representative Mackey?
We have just one bill to hear tonight. It's CS for Senate Bill number 322. And Jerry, are you going to present? Would you please come forward and give your name for the record?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jerry Gallagher. I'm with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. And the CS for Senate Bill 322, this is not the administration's bill. It's a committee bill, but the exact same language is included in House Bill 515 in one of the sections. That's the amendments to Title 38. So I'm pretty comfortable talking about this. Would you like me to spend a couple minutes, give the history, and describe what this does?
Yes, if you would, please, just kind of give us an overview of what this thing does and why.
The section of statute 3805-180C today requires that oil and gas lease sales be on the five-year oil and gas leasing calendar for 2 years before the sale is held. In addition to that, it requires that that sale be held within 90 days of the quarter it was scheduled. And what this bill proposes to do, and the same language in HB 515 proposes to do, is eliminate that language that requires it to be held within 90 days of the quarter it was scheduled. And that's because this is a sword that cuts two ways. First of all, in many oil and gas lease sales, the public asks for additional time to comment. Our ability to grant that additional comment period is constrained by this section of statute. If we go over the 90-day limit when that can be held, then it falls off the calendar and we have to go through the process again. So this section of statute limits our ability to grant additional public comment. Secondly, in those cases where lease sales are challenged in court, and if someday we should win, if it's beyond the 90-day of the quarter, then we would have to go through the process over again on the two-year schedule. So we believe eliminating this requirement causes us no harm, gives us greater flexibility in dealing with the public and the courts, and we support it. And I'm happy to answer questions.
Yes. Representative Davis?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jerry, if you can recall, what was the intent of this being installed in the first place?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Davis, the intent here, this is what I'll refer to as the evil green commissioner. There was a concern I'm not pointing, let the record reflect that. There was a concern in the late 70s that a commissioner would unilaterally, arbitrarily delay oil and gas lease sales. And the intent of this language was not to allow that delay, to force the schedule. Okay, but I can assure you that has never happened and it's unlikely to happen. You know, the sort of the public pressure requires a reasonable approach to oil and gas leasing. So the intent was to force the department to continue to hold the oil and gas lease sales. And what's happened is probably the opposite. It constrains our ability to be flexible for public comment. It causes other problems, and the net effect is probably to cause more problems for oil and gas lease sales than not.
Representative Sitton.
Well, thanks, Mr. Chairman. Well, that brings up an interesting question, Mr. Gallagher's comments here. What's to keep this commissioner from not just pocketing this thing until he gets good and ready with this new change here? How can we get this stick in his pocket and say, well, I don't like this, and we're not, you know.
Well, in law, there would be nothing to prevent a commissioner from doing that. But for anyone who operates in the public forum, the pressures from both sides push you generally into some middle ground and maintain the state's oil and gas lease program on an orderly schedule is something that I'm hopeful and confident that every commissioner can do. On balance, I think the statute as written does more harm than good.
Representative Sitton?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Gallagher, why wouldn't we put into place the work we're doing right now in some way to prevent that commissioner from just sticking in that pocket forever? Oh, we'll just go ahead and take care of that.
Well, I don't believe that's a problem, okay? That's sort of one of these boogeymen that have never really appeared.
But Hammond might become governor again, you know.
I guess that just the delaying the oil and gas lease sales doesn't seem to be a real problem from our perspective.
Okay. Any other questions? I would entertain a motion then, if there are no other questions, to move this out of committee. Representative Davis?
Mr. Chairman, I move that House Oil and Gas Committee move CS for Senate Bill number 322 Finance out of committee on individual recommendations with the accompanying fiscal notes.
Any objection?
No, Mr. Chairman, I also concur that anytime we can repeal something, I think we're doing something that the public should be very acceptable.
Moving in the right direction. So moved.
So it's move it.
It's done. And if you'll hang around just long enough to sign, we're through at 12 after. That's a 7-minute meeting.
You're getting better, Joel, but I'll tell you.
Hey, that's a ways to go.